Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. The Daily Show podcast has everything you need to stay on top of today's news and pop culture. You get hilarious, satirical takes on entertainment, politics, sports, and more from Jon and the team of correspondents and contributors. The podcast also has content you can't get anywhere else, like extended interviews and a roundup of the weekly headlines. Listen to The Daily Show, Ears Edition, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert.
My guest tonight is a comedy icon and one of the funniest people I have ever worked for. Please welcome to A Late Show, Mr. Dana Stephen Carvey. Hello,
Colbert.
Dana Carvey.
We're getting a little seismic here, and let's just ride it through.
Yeah, surf the madness. There you go.
Hi, Stephen. How are you?
I'm doing good. Bring the energy down. Good. That's
bring
good.
Bring the energy
all
down.
Right, all right. We've had enough fun. Let's
There's
get into it.
There's a pandemic out there, damn it.
No laughter. It spreads the aerosols. Dana, it's lovely to see you. I've got questions. You know I've got questions because I'm a professional. But I just want to kind of like drink you in for a second here. It's just lovely to see you. How is your lovely wife? How are your boys? Everything good?
Everything's good. I mean, you know, I had pandemic brain a little bit early on.
Did you get it? Did you get the pandemic?
No, I just got pandemic brain, which you have a lot of inconsequential conversations with your wife when it's your life slows down. Like, you know, I went to the Gelson's today and you know, I went straight in. Yesterday, there was like six people in line. Today, I went right in. She goes, oh, yeah. Well, what do you think it'll be like tomorrow? I don't know. And this went on for weeks. And finally, I thought, I said, you want to watch Love It or List It? Because we don't know if they're going to keep the house. And they might sell it. She goes, yeah, I'm in. I'm all in. And then we got down to rain. You know what? I think it rained. When was the first rain this year? Was it October? So that was where I was for about a month and a half.
I love that,
and
though.
And then I finally said
I think
that, I am not
that sounds like paradise to me. I just love those kind of conversations.
Really?
Because my mind can wander. I can.
You need focus.
Yeah. No, but I like to kind of a conversation I can kind of drift. I can drift away, and Evie will tell you. Evie's here.
Well,
Evie, you like those conversations that he just had with Paul?
I do.
Those sound lovely. Not everything, not all of marriage can be making love on a mountaintop in a thunderstorm, Dana.
Most of it is, though.
Oh, newsflash. Look, it gets sexier as you get older. Let's just leave that topic aside.
100%.
You got to up the ante, put it that way.
Now, everybody... I've never had it up the ante.
I wasn't going for the pun. I was just saying.
Well, that you left
time now.
You left it open for me.
You're like Burgess Meredith when his glasses got broke in the Twilight Zone. There's time. There's time now.
I finally have time for all my puns.
Perfect.
Everybody enjoys their Dana Carvey from knowing you from TV and from the films. But you've breached
Steven.
A new medium now. It is the new podcast. I'm putting it on the camera over here. It's fantastic with Dana Carvey.
Yes.
What made you decide to get into the podcast game, Dana?
I always told my manager, I said, when there's 2 million of them, count me in. I'm not going to just join a fad. No, it was, I got to have some structure. I really was getting, my brain was slowing down. So I thought, if Stephen Colbert can do 5 hours of television a week, I can talk into a mic for 45 minutes. So you were the impetus. But my son, he was the one who said, let's do one word. You know, he's in his 20s. Let's just do one word. Don't do like a fancy thing like Dana wants this, or let's just do one word. And I say fantastic a lot. I don't know if you remember that about me. And I use it in a passive-aggressive, ironic way rather than being negative. So if I'm driving down the street and I see a yuppie with a cell phone wandering in the intersection at Santa Monica and La Cienega causing traffic and mayhem, instead of saying, what the f***, I say, fantastic.
I think it's very healthy.
It's very healthy. Yeah, there's more COVID variants, and fantastic. So it's just, that's the irony. That's how you can use it. It's fantastic.
I have a similar thing. It's a little bit different, but my similar thing is that my executive here, Tom Purcell, and I have this thing where somebody says, oh, this thing is going to happen, and I don't like it. And I go, do I have any control over that? And they say, no. And I go, I love it.
That's it.
Then I love it.
That's it.
What is
you got to have a positive. I always say sweet cheeks. My wife, you know, when I'm driving around, someone's like not moving their car. Let's go, sweet cheeks. Come on, sweetheart. Come on, let's go. Because I don't want to be negative and angry all the time. I'm happy Dana. Do you believe me? It's just one big party.
Who's your co-host? Who's this Chris Rios person? I've never heard of this person. I don't know whether to trust them.
She's not a professional person. I don't have a lot of professional people on my podcast. She was the woman who cuts my hair. Hasn't done it, you know, lately. Don't blame her. But she's a beauty expert, and I noticed she had a really good laugh. And so it's kind of like Johnny Carson. Ed McMahon was surprised when Johnny said, I'd like you to be my sidekick. He's like, really, me? But Johnny knew that was a laugh, and laugh is oxygen to people like us.
Sure.
So she's the soundtrack of the podcast, and it keeps it light and fun, which was a conscious choice on my part because I thought the country needed a rest.
We have to take a quick break, but when we come back, evidently Dana is able to channel Joe Biden these days. I wonder what Mr. Biden has to say.
Here's the thing about eating. We all have to do it, sometimes even a few times a day. But if you already have a lot on your plate that isn't food, like stuff to do, figuring out your meals can be stressful. By the time you get breakfast going, it could be lunchtime. And then what? Eat your breakfast for lunch? Is that allowed? Yes, you're a grown-up who can make their own choices. And whether that choice is eating breakfast for every meal or bending to society's construct of proper mealtimes, you can eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious ready-to-eat meals that can be ready in as little as 2 minutes. Tailored to your schedule and weird eating habits, you have the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your cool new breakfast-only lifestyle. You can even try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus, if that's what you're into for breakfast. Or any meal. You do you. Head to factormeals.com/lateshow50 and use code lateshow50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code lateshow50 at factormeals.com/lateshow50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Enjoying this episode of the Late Show Pod Show? Then head to cohst.app/lateshow or visit the link in the description to fill out our quick 2-minute survey all about getting to know you.
Hey, everybody. We're back with the host of the new podcast. Here it is. Fantastic. Mr. Dana Carvey. Okay, one of the things that you taught me, I frequently impart wisdom from Dana Carvey that you gave me to,
really?
To young writers and comedians. Mm-hmm. And one of them is, you had this rule, which is mm-hmm. funny with the sound off.
If possible.
Explain to the people what funny with the sound off means.
Funny with the sound off gives the audience permission to laugh in an unbridled way. And when you do, literal punchlines, they have to wait for the punchline, then they laugh. So case in point, I thought about this when we did the first John Bolton on your show.
Yes.
There was a lot of what we call I Love Lucy. That was the kind of the original, she's putting the chocolates in the thing. So we don't need to wait for anything. So we came back, Bolton's mustache was bigger, and you and I would just not react to it.
Right.
And that was funny with the sound off. So if I remember correctly, there was quite a lot of laughter that night. But
you're doing a podcast now, and there's the sound.
Right.
The only thing you get. It's not funny with the sound off. There's no sound. There's no funny. How does that affect the way you approach your
Well, then Dana-ness? You go back in time. Then you go back in time. Then it's long-term rhythms and long-term sort of riffing on the high school water polo coach while your friends are stoned in the Volkswagen Bug and you're in the back seat. So no one can see you, but you're just going on and on. And in the podcast world, a lot of people, it's earplugs, and that you're just going right into their brain rhythmically. So, but that being said, we're taking a break and we're gonna put a loose video camera on the show. So thanks for bringing that. Fantastic.
You have.
The interview's going fantastic so far, and that's a sincere fantastic.
I thought so too. I thought so
when
too.
When you wake
I didn't
up, you're gonna feel so good. What?
Are you? You're also full about wisdom in your life. You're always imparting wisdom. I have also imparted this to people. Your theory as to why having children ages you rapidly. Do you remember explaining this to me? After the Carvey show was over and I came out and worked with you on a movie for a couple of months, you were living in a house on Point Doom that had been owned by like an international arms dealer. It was all just like glass and golden swans whose wings were holding up tables, and there was a separate building that was a disco.
Scarface would live there. Yeah. Scarface would have lived in this rental.
Yes. Yes. And in it, all these glass tables had these sharp edges, and you said your theory was because you see Dex or Tom coming down the hallway and they begin to stumble and you can picture them going into the edge of the table and blood being everywhere and your adrenal glands squirt the adrenaline because you've got to be ready to pick up your son. There's no time to wait for the ambulance. You have to run with them in your arms to the nearest hospital to save their lives. And then they recover. They don't hit the table and the adrenaline's still in your body.
Right. And so, I remember telling you that and you got very quiet and you said, I'm just going to go to my room for a little bit. So it must have affected you in some profound way.
It did. I've forgotten it ever since.
Do you remember? That is true. That is true. The overactive imagination is not good. I could not watch them.
Because then the adrenaline needs to do something else, so it decides to devour your kidney.
Right. But, yes. And do you remember how fascinated you made my kids feel when you went in the pool?
No, I don't remember this.
So we had this swimming pool. So Stephen, you, at least on one occasion, would go down to the bottom of the pool, sit Indian style, and hold on to the drain. And you would stay down there. And my sons are like 4 and 6. They're looking down. They go, when's he going to come up, Dad? When's he going to come up? He's sure been there down a long time, Dad. I go, I don't know when he's coming up. He's got a gill or something. But, yeah, you would sit there. Do you remember that?
I vaguely remember being so anxious about my level of employment with a wife and a child that I was probably down there to hide from the world, that the water would bury me.
Anyway, I want to thank you so much for coming on.
I'm thrilled to be on Fantastic with Dana Carvey.
You will be tortured at some point. I'm going to have you on and dig deep. Now, what's next?
Are you inoculated? Are you inoculated?
I got jabbed twice. I took it twice.
So you and 2 weeks since your last jab?
Pretty much. I'm going to say yes.
You're immortal. You're immortal then. Nothing can kill you at this point.
I don't know. I mean, I don't really blame my friend Dr. Fauci, but let me tell you something. You know, there's variances, you know. Look, I didn't want this job. You know, it was a circus. I agree. It was Burks, Trump, and me. Guess who's still standing? Me. Okay. At first I said, well, don't have a mask. Then I said, have a mask. Now I'm going 2. I could go 3. I don't go. Don't push me. You know what I mean? I mean, I got to be honest with you. I hope this, it'd be okay if it goes on a few more months, all right? I get good tables, people love me. I mean, I get fan mails, and I mean, I go on CNN every night. I'm feeling pretty good about myself. I'm getting frisky with the wife, you know? I mean, it's a lot different. You know, she was having sex with Dr. Anthony Fauci. Now she's banging a star. That's my point, Steve. It's not my most accurate impression.
I did not know. I was really surprised to learn just now that Dr. Fauci was one of the men who murdered Lou Cabrazzi.
It's a creative license. Remember all those lessons I parted to you? Remember I said, Stephen, you just pick a path and you do the impression.
You did. You actually said your impression does not have to sound like the person.
Just a feeling. Here's my origin on my Fauci. Okay. I read about him in the basketball team. He's 5'4". They said he was a really rough and tumble guard. He'd fly into the stands. He was always fighting. And then I looked at him. He's been the head of the epidemiology or whatever it is for 40 years. He's got to have sharp elbows. And I thought, underneath that nice guy scientist is kind of a tough guy. You know what? Don't with me. You know what I'm saying? You can do whatever you want. I don't know who I am. But you know what? From the bottom of my heart, Stephen, go yourself.
Hey, do you have a Biden? Have you worked on your Biden yet?
I have some hooks.
It's
I
tough.
Have some hooks.
He's tough.
Do you what's your hook? Do you want who wants to go first?
My
you
hook,
show me mine. I'll
hook.
Show you yours.
I don't really have a hook. My hook is this. I got the glass. This and a half smile. That's
half
it,
smile.
Jack. Come on. Everybody, come get on, in the Jack. Studebaker. Me and Jill are gonna take you down to the malt shop. Come on down. Everybody on the train.
Yeah. Yeah, it's good. I do. I his visual reminded me. By the way, that's a funny take on him. Just because that's part of him. I do him at the town hall when he's like the gentle father to the country, and he looks like the alien who came off the spaceship in Close Encounters.
Yes.
Folks, come on, folks. Let's get real. I'm not kidding around here. You know, we got to do the thing. We did Brock. We did the deal, you know. And, my dad, you know, lost his job in Scranton. No joke. I'm not being a wise guy here. He said, Pops, why'd you lose? He said, Joe, I did. My mom said, that's the cookie. But the crumble, she says, we'll do it. You know, here's the deal. Number one, the thing that they said, come on. Number two, the two part. Folks, three, you know, come on, I'm not kidding around. No rocket science. Here's the deal. Come on now. Now that he knew it floated. He told Bob Woodward, Joanne Woodward. He told Bob Redford. Excuse me. I think, you know, but folks, I care. I care a lot. People are suffering, and I do. And my mother said, you know, that's the way the cookie is. And it goes those places. And, you know, we can do this, shots. We can, in fact, and do better than we did before. So I do the sincere guy.
I love
the
it.
The sincere, sweet.
That's so beautiful. That is so beautiful.
But there's a lot there if you just don't worry about the fact that he's 78. He gets a little confused sometimes. It doesn't mean you're attacking him personally or, you know, but you have to acknowledge that, you know, he's just, we're going to try. We're doing things, you know. And come on. Here's the deal. Let me just, I'm not kidding around. No joke, folks. You know, my dad lost his job in Scranton. I lost my dog. I'm not kidding. I'm not being a wise guy. You know, don't. And he always does the list. Number one, the one part. Number two, what they said. Number three, you get the drill. Come on. Your dog pays pony soldier. You know, it's just a lot. That's good. Come on. That's what people said. So that's what I'm gathering from it visually. But, yeah, I mean, I don't know. It's a character now.
I don't know if Dan Agani, I saw it as Biden. It was more over the top than my impression. Go f*** his hell.
He says it different every time.
We have to take another break, but don't go away. We'll be back with more Dana Carvey.
Rise and shine, football fans. Start your day the right way with Morning Footy, a podcast that covers every aspect of the global game, headlines, match previews, analysis, interviews, culture, fashion, and plenty of banter. Join as we track the thrills and spills of Europe's biggest title races, the business end of the Champions League season, a summer packed with international competitions, MLS, NWSL, and much more. Subscribe to Morning Footy.
Late Show Pod Show listeners can get 20% off on all Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise on ParamountShop.com. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show shirts, mugs, accessories, and more with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com.
Hey, everybody, we're back with Dana Carvey. Dan, do you still do an Obama at this point? Even though he's out, do you?
I do Obama a lot. I have Obama as like a sidekick on my podcast. He just comes in, you know. Wow. Dana, I'd like to come on. I can't this week. What do you mean? Well, I've got my sister on. So you're having a housewife from Connecticut instead of the leader of the free world? I don't think so. Michelle, he's not having me on. No, leave the egg salad out. I'll get to it later. Dana, I gotta be honest. We're having all, you know, I love her dearly, but we got, you know, it's pandemic stuff. But he comes and he pitches shows to me.
Oh,
you know, I got a big deal with Netflix. See what you think, Steve. Got a big deal. Think of some ideas, you know. So it's kind of a bar scene, like kind of like everyone knows your name and they all hang out in there. I think it's Cheers. Oh, me. Michelle, they don't like it. Been done. How about this one? Big old boat sinks. I'm calling it gigantic. I think that's Titanic. I mean, I don't want to swear too much on this show, but anyway.
It's
but
CBS. Biden is a regular. It's CBS. It's all allowed now.
CBS is all done now. It's just whatever. It's late night. That's not. But I do him a lot now. I do him as a kind of a friend of the podcast and his relationship with Michelle and advising Prince Harry and Meghan Markle.
Well, I hope we see a lot of Mr. Biden in the future. I think America needs your Biden. Dana?
Stephen Colbert. Yeah. Yeah. Even Stephen. Yeah. Stephen Jackson. Jackson. Easy Jackson. Yes, we will. We will. We did. We will, Stephen. We'll have a good time.
Oh, Mr. McCartney, did you see that? I had Ringo on the other night.
Yeah, Ringo, me brothers. They were me brothers. You know, peace and love, me brothers.
Can you believe how great Ringo looks?
He's freaky. He was like, I don't know. He made a deal with some kind of deal with somebody. Yeah, it's weird. He's like a little kid. He's 80. Yeah,
love he is. But I think it's the peace and love. You know, the peace and love is what did it for him.
He does, you know, and me brothers, you know. I didn't have any brothers, right, George? Yeah, we didn't have any brothers, you know. Paul and John were the primary songwriters of the band.
There was this one time I wrote a little skiffle song called Squiddy, 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 Love My Little Squiddy, 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 Rock and Roll. And John and Paul said the Beatles don't do songs about mollusks.
And then
Then 2 weeks later, they came out with Octopus's Garden.
I know.
There was a lot of crap like that.
Oh, I do. I do a thing on my podcast where I do Paul McCartney delivering news because it doesn't sound so bad through that sort of Yellow Submarine. You know, don't be afraid of the vaccine, you know. It's just a thing that goes into you. And it's like gives your cells instructions. It says, hey, cell, you know, could you get a bit spiky? You know, just spike yourself up. And the cell's like, hold on, what's all this? Oh, you know, we're just asking. Those are your instructions. Gets us a bit spiky on you, you know. Oh, and then, you know, the immune system goes, we've seen you now. We've got your eye on you. If we see you again, we're going to come at you with our antibodies. You've been warned, you know. So that's all the vaccine is, so don't be scared. Evie has a really good sense of humor. I'm playing to Evie right now.
How about a conversation between can Anthony Fauci have a conversation with Paul McCartney about Paul McCartney's views of the vaccine?
Sure. You know, I loved all the toe tappers that you did. I loved the, you know, hey, how you doing? Hello. You know, I love the Can't Buy Me Nothing. You know, all your songs are like real snappy. But we need a PSA from you. People are scared of the vaccine. We need you to go in there and say it. I will. You know, I'm not afraid of it. I get a jabber. I take a jabber in the arm. Give me a second one. You know, I got a bit of, you know, a little valoopy. A little gloopy for about an hour. Then I was fine. I don't know what you just said. And I honestly don't like it. It just sounds illicit. I don't know where you're from. I was a Rolling Stone. I'll be honest. You weren't my favorites. Led Zeppelin, let's be honest. But whatever, go yourself. What do you mean? Why are you being so mean to me? You know, I thought you were very cool. Oh, you know, you gave the things and Trumpies over there, and you're like, oh, hold on. Hold on is a good one for a Beatle. Hold on. Wait a minute. Hold on. Let's start over. This is very, it's been very fun having you on the podcast.
It's been great Stephen. To be here, Dan. It's been really great to be here. You're an amazing host. Yes. You're an amazing host.
Can I say
Thank
you're
you.
Fantastic?
Thank you very much. Have you seen that Peter Jackson is editing?
I've seen the little thing he did, and I'm very, very excited about it.
I've seen 8 hours of it because I was down there at his place in New
you
Zealand.
You did?
I sat there in his editing room and watched 8 hours of raw
God.
Stuff. There's 54 hours of it. I watched 8 hours. You're not going to believe it, man. They as Paul said, the important thing that comes out of this is that they find out that we were mates, that we loved each other. And there's no other way you could feel about the Beatles. It's going to rewrite everyone's view of the Beatles and how it ended. It's so
that's
beautiful.
That's what we really need. I mean, that's the kind of missing piece that we never got to see, especially Paul and John, the two iconic superstars collaborating, being friends. So, you gave me chills.
Well, listen, folks, the podcast is called Fantastic. The word describes the man himself, Mr. Dana Carvey. It's available wherever you stream your podcast. Dana.
iTunes, Spotify,
all
whatever.
All those. Tinder.
Thanks, Stephen.
This has been The Late Show Poncho with Stephen Colbert. If you're enjoying The Late Show Poncho, leave us a 5-star review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Watch The Late Show with Stephen Colbert weeknights at 11:35, 10:35 Central on CBS and Paramount+. And for more exclusive Late Show content, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And subscribe to The Late Show on YouTube. Now you can feel like you're in the audience at the Ed Sullivan Theater with official Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise at ParamountShop.com. Shop t-shirts, mugs, accessories, and more. And Late Show Poncho listeners can take 20% off with code TLS20. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show products with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com.